bonus. You got yourselves back into it, but that goal really sort of killed you off a bit second half.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it came more or less straight away from a free kick. Again, probably the only shot they had in the second half, and it's cost us again. But, you know, we played some good stuff. We played nice and positive. We were on the front foot, and you know, I tried to do exactly what the manager asked us to do. You know, we were just unfortunately right at the end there. Bit of a scramble. Could have been a different story. Could have got what we deserved.
So you've had a week now with the new manager and the first game with him. What's your take on him?
He seems very positive. He believes in the squad that we've got here and that we can definitely achieve something. But you know, we've got to get out of this little rut that we're in at the moment. And you know, he backs us wholeheartedly. He's working hard on the training pitch with us and trying to implement, you know, his thoughts and, you know, and his experience of playing. You know, he's been right up there with the top, so you know, you can only do well and listen to him.
Has he spoken to you personally about being captain?
Just bits and bats, really. It's one of them where he's trying to get round everybody and make everybody nice and comfortable around his presence and things. And you know, he's brought a lot of staff with him that also do that as well.
You're short of strikers today, but Sean Batt was his first in over a year, and he looked a handful of times, didn't he?
Yeah, he was terrorising him. You know, if we could have kept him on possibly a little bit longer, then you know, it might have been different. But you know, he was outstanding first half. I told him that at half time that you know he needed to keep going. You know, he'd been brilliant for us, holding the ball up sometimes, possibly on his own, and Coxie sort of floating in and around him.
You guys at the back must be desperate for some of those strikers to get fit again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're desperate for everybody to be fit. You know, the manager wants a good, healthy squad to choose from. You know, and hopefully that they're coming back as soon as possible. You know, we've got a good physio team and physio department that are, you know, hopefully pushing them to get back as soon as possible.
Debut for Victor Adeboyejo came on. He's only 16. Must be nice to see as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been brilliant in training. Not only with the youth team, when he steps up with us, he's a real handful. He's, you know, nice and physical, and you know, he's got some decent pace about him. You know, and he'll definitely be one for the future. We've got to look after him and make sure he develops the way he should.
You've got another spare week now with no Tuesday game. It's valuable, that time training, is it, learning from the new manager, mm-hmm. the style and what he and the staff expect?
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, it's another week on the training pitch with him, and like you say, hopefully he can implement what he wants to the players, and you know, we take that on board and just try and keep improving. And you know, he's definitely definitely behind us and backs the squad.
See, the club has backed him with a 2.5-year contract as well, and Alessandro's come out and said he's the man to drive us. Was it a relief for the players to hear that?
Yeah, of course. You want a settled settled squad and a settled backroom staff. You know, you need some familiar faces. And you know, hopefully with that 2.5-year contract, we've certainly got that.
How has he been communicating to you? Who's been communicating?
I think everybody's you know, been sort of chipping in with their views and things, but you know, ultimately it's one focus from the manager, and you know, he manages to get his point across. I mean, there's a lot of players played a lot of games, so football very rarely changes, I guess. And you know, if he can't sort of explain talking wise, then you know, he'll definitely show us and you know, make sure we all understand.
Who does it in training, for example? I mean, who communicates directly in English with you?
There's obviously Mauro that's out there. There's a couple of the staff that he's brought with him that speak, you know, English as well. But yeah, it's obviously difficult. It's you know, not the easiest of things. But like I say, it's you know, we've all played a lot of games. We understand the game, and you know what he's trying to do.
Early days yet, but what sort of things is he imposing on you on the training ground? What sort of football do you expect Leighton Orient to be playing with him?
Hopefully attractive football. You know, he's wanting us to get the ball down and play. You know, we tried his best out from the back as much as we can. And yeah, I think it's a lot more sort of pass and move and you know, getting the ball into feet rather than sort of up to a fighting ball, really, I guess, with the centre half and striker. So hopefully we can try and implement that, and like I say, work on that hard in training. You know, and hopefully keep pushing forward.
After the highs of last year, is it hard adjusting all the time to a new manager?
Yeah, it is. It's not been easy, but you know, we can't keep blaming that. You know, once we're out on the pitch, you know, it's not the manager, it's the players that, you know, have to be on the front foot and you know, try and really push forward, because we are in a little bit of a rut, and you know, we need to dig deep and, like I said before, get everybody back fit and healthy, and, you know, really push on.